First thing in the morning when you wake up, it's saying Ma'od Ani Lepanecha, even before you wash Matilas Yadayim. But the rest of the Pesukim, Ma'od Ani is not a Pesuk. But the rest of the Pesukim, Torah Tziva Von Moshe, Reshus Kaf Niros Hashem, those are Pesukim. So there's a mitzvah, perhaps Menatora, probably Menatora, to recite Birchas HaTorah once a day, every day, to express our gratitude and our appreciation to the Rabban Shalom for having given us the Torah. So Shulchan Aruch says it's improper to recite Pesukim or to learn before you say Birchas HaTorah. It's not enough just to, by the end of the day, I should say Birchas HaTorah once a day, every day. No, you should say Birchas HaTorah before you start learning at all. So some people don't think in learning, unless they're pressed into doing it. So they say, they got plenty of time, so they say Birchas HaTorah when they come to Shul. Other people, first thing in the morning, when they wake up, they're thinking about what they were learning yesterday. So they should say Birchas HaTorah, the first possible opportunity. A person has to wash until his yadayim before he says any brachas. The Gemara has this takanas chachamim to wash until his yadayim. I'm recited brachas, shekadoshan, of the mitzvah yisod, yitzivon, on the until his yadayim. You're supposed to wash until his yadayim before you eat bread, also takanah of the rabbanan. And also you recite a bracha. The Kohanim are supposed to wash the Tilus Yadayim before they eat Duchen. So the Gemara says that the washing the Tilus Yadayim when you eat bread, or when you wake up in the morning, till should be Ad HaPerah, till a certain joint. The Gemara says, where? Over there. There's no photographs, no pictures. And when the Kohanim Duchen, they should wash a further joint. So what's the first joint and what's the second joint? So there's a Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos. So Rashi's opinion is that you have to wash until the Tilus Yadayim. When you wake up in the morning and you eat bread, you have to wash till the, what is this called? Till the wrist. When the Kohanim want to duchen, they have to wash till the elbow. Well, he does that, so obviously we don't know about Rashi. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, no, when you wash for bread, and you wash when you wake up in the morning, you have to wash till the knuckles, till the end of the finger. And when you wash for duchening, then you have to wash till the wrist. So all year long, Shulchan Aruch recommends one should be machme for Rashi. What's the big deal? It doesn't cost any extra money. We have plenty of water. It's not the way it used to be years ago, that you had to pay money for water. You have plenty of water. So all year long, we are machme to wash like Rashi up until the wrist. We're not, no one that I know of is machme like Rashi to wash for duchening up until the elbow. But we wash till the wrist. Then in Shulchan Aruch it says that this is fine all year long except for Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av. And Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, maybe this year the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and there won't be any Shivasa B'Tam, there won't be any Tisha B'Av. That's what we're praying for, hoping every day. So if the, let's say Yom Kippur, even after the Beis HaMikdash is built, it's going to be Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash your body. There are Hamisha Inuyim. So one of the Inuyim is you're not even allowed to wash a part of the body with cold water. Unnecessarily, unless you have dirt on your body, then you can clean it off. So to wash until it's a dime when you wake up in the morning is permissible, but not more than is necessary. So Yom Kippur, or if there still will be a Tisha B'Av this year, so then you're not allowed to be machmal like Rashi to wash till the wrist. You only wash till the knuckles. That says so. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that the first time in your life around your bar mitzvah, a year before bar mitzvah, that a person can accept upon himself a nether. If a child accepts a neder before he's 12 years old, or a girl before she's 11 years old, so that's not binding at all. If a child accepts a neder within a year before bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, that's called mufla hasamach liyish, and that is binding, either min haTorah, min derabbanan, that's a machlekes, and the Gemara machlekes, the Rambam, the Rabbi, and had a pasuk. But the mufla hasamach liyish is deraisa derabbanan. So if a person accepts upon himself a minik ta'iv, so that's binding mitam neder. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the first time that you washed until it's a dime till the wrist, when you wake up in the morning, when you wash for bread, the first time you do that, you're being machma like Rashi, so you should say, or you should have in mind, bali neder, so it won't be binding, so you won't have a problem on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. But yes, everybody knows that already. Everybody in school, they teach us the kids from Shulchan Aruch, so the clause is built in. Everybody knows that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we're only going to wash till the knuckles, we're not going to wash all the way till the wrist. However, the Kohanim, who plan to duchen on Yom Kippur later, so our practice is that they don't say a bracha. When they wash until it's a dime for duchen, they don't say a bracha. How come? The Gemara says it's a din, they have to wash until it's a dime. So the answer is, Tosfos says there are two opinions in Tosfos, and Masechet Sotah, where all the dinim of duchening appear, Perek Eilu Nemar. So Tesis has two opinions, that the Tilus Yadayim to duchen, does it have to precede immediately the duchening? Is there a din of Tekef L'Netila Bracha, they should wash right away in the middle of Musaf like we do? Or can the Kohanim rely on the Tilus Adam that they did in the morning before davening, which was 45 minutes earlier? So because of there's an opinion, they can rely on the Tilus Adam that they did earlier. We're only machmir for that opinion, that you have to wash immediately before you're about to duchen in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. So that's why they don't say a bracha. So on Yom Kippur, if the Kohanim are only going to wash till the knuckles, they're not going to wash till the wrist, then Medina for sure, there's nothing to rely on. Then they're going to have to say a bracha when they wash before they're about to duchen in the Chazaras Hashatz and Musa. So that's why the meaning developed, that everybody on Yom Kippur only washes when they wake up in the morning, they wash till the knuckles, except for the Kohanim who plant the duchen in the course of the day, so they should wash till the wrist. Have a nice day.